And I am joined in studio by Jenna McCoubry-Prestige. Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning.
Of course. It's always good to see you. I've known you for a long time.
A long time.
But we're here to talk about a very exciting new venture for you. You've recently become an author.
I have, yeah.
I mean, because you weren't busy enough with your family.
That's right.
And you know, in life, you're like, let's take on this as well.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about Rosie the Hockey Player.
Okay. I will. Well, I have played hockey pretty much majority of my life.
Yes.
Now 30 years. I started on the first girls team in Owen Sound when I played with girls from 8 to 18 years old, and I was one of the younger ones, so that was an interesting experience in that.
Right. Yeah. And wasn't there only one team?
There was one team.
Because there wasn't many girls playing.
No, there wasn't. And sometimes we had match shifts with the other team, so if there was a 18-year-old shift going out, then we would sit off as the 9-year-olds and not go against them, but it was very basic grassroots hockey.
Right.
And then after playing and the sport grew and everything, I actually had a chance to vote on a new team name when I had like 2 or 3 years left in my minor hockey career.
Yeah.
There was a list of names, and on that name list was the Ice Hawks and Chicks with Sticks.
Yes. And you were like,
yeah.
I love the Chicks with Sticks
idea.
I don't
love it, but if you can believe it, there was a tie between the two of them.
Really?
Yeah, so we had to have like a closed room meeting with me and a few of my teammates, and we said, you know, we really want to be taken seriously as real athletes and not as more of a novelty.
Yeah.
So everybody vote Ice Hawks, and then they did, and the next year I suited up as the first cap in the Ice Hawks organization, which is now like 14 teams.
I was about to say, it's now huge.
Huge. Girls hockey has grown immensely since when I started. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's so good to see all the young players, and I know a number of friends of mine have girls that are playing with the Ice Hawks in the different age categories, and they love it.
It is amazing. I'm so proud. So this girls hockey book series came from the Hockey Day in Canada in Owen Sound, mm-hmm. which you were a big part of.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. It was so amazing to see the whole community rise up for that. Like, I was so proud to be an Owen Sounder. And the Women's Showcase Day, we mm-hmm. were both there. We yep. were watching the OUA Women's University game and the PWHPA game mm-hmm. With the professional women.
Yes.
And watching all the skill and the talent and how amazing the women's hockey has advanced.
Right.
And looking in the crowd, and I saw all the girls with their Ice Hawks jerseys on, you know, trying to get merchandise from you in the giveaways, right, hounding you for that.
They were swarming me.
Swarming you, completely swarming you. And they had homemade signs, and they're running to the doors and giving high fives to their favorite players. And I went home that night, and I pulled out every hockey book we have in our home library, which we have an extensive home library.
Yeah.
And I have two boys and a girl, and I pulled out all the books, and almost every book featured male characters. And I just thought there was something didn't add up, like looking at my daughter, who was only 2 at the time, and thinking like, how could things have not changed that much from the time that I started playing? How are these books still not available for her? And so I sat with that for a few days. So the game was on Saturday, and I think by Tuesday I was writing her stories. And my daughter's name is Ellie Rose, so I named it Rosie the Hockey Player. And in this world that I created, it's a female-based world. So it's, the coaches are female, the referees are female. Pretty much the only male characters are the father and the brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think boys get to read those stories all the time. And I thought, why not girls? Why, if we create that world, maybe one day it'll be a reality and they'll have more female representation.
Absolutely. You put this together pretty quickly.
I did.
I was about to say, I'm like, you messaged me like, hey, I wrote a book. I'm like, but I just saw you.
I know. It's sort of been a passion project this year. Yeah. I've been writing for a couple years, and I've sort of been in the post-COVID sending out manuscripts and not hearing much back from publishers and all that. And then I thought, if I don't move on this could be sitting for years, and I wanted to make an impact.
Wow. And you partnered up with an illustrator.
I did. Yeah.
So she's from Sheridan College?
She's from Sheridan College. Yeah. She's from Mount Hope near Hamilton.
Okay.
And she was one of the only people who was interested actually in taking it on, and her mother was a hockey player. So after we did our interview, she came back and said, like, I'm in.
Right.
And then we found out not that long ago that her great uncle lives in Owen Sound, so she has an Owen Sound connection as well.
So you've got already three books out of what will be six?
Of six, yeah.
What is the very first one?
The first one's called The New Team.
Okay.
And all these books are inspired by either my own experiences or the experiences of my nieces. I have 6 nieces who play hockey, all from the age of 8 until 14. So just different stories through the years have stood out in my mind. But this one in particular is, I moved back to Owen Sound, and I found myself, I was trying to get back into hockey, and I didn't have many friends left who played anymore.
Right.
And so I was trying to find people to play with, and women's skates and all that stuff. And I was getting contact numbers of people to go out and skate, and I didn't know anybody in the change rooms. So time after time, I'd be opening the change room and be like, hi, my name is Jenna, and introducing myself. And then I thought to myself as a little girl, and I was like, that is an intimidating thing for a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to remind people that it's okay. If you love the sport, you're going to go on these new adventures, and you're going to have to put yourself out there. And mm-hmm. it's okay to join a new team.
Absolutely. absolutely.
Yeah, so that's the first book. And she joins the Ice Hawks, of course.
Of course she does. Yes. Oh, wow. This is beautifully illustrated. Jenna brought me the new team, the first book here. And I'm just kind of doing a quick little look through. But it's nice and colorful, so I'm sure kids will really respond to that. And, of course, it's a beautiful, inspiring story.
Well, thank you.
That's awesome. I can't wait to read this.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah. So how can people get these first three books?
Okay. So there's a limited supply at Treehouse and Hometown Sports and Owen Sound. There's Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they want any more information, they can go to rosiethehockeyplayer.com.
Look at you. You've got a website and everything. You do not waste time.
No, I have a goal. I'm determined.
Well, exactly. I mean, you've always been goal-oriented, so that's awesome. But it's great to see this come together so quickly. And I mean, obviously, you're bringing your own experiences and your own life into this. And does your daughter play?
Not yet. She just turned three, but I've had her on skates, and I'm thinking she'll be with the Ice Hawks, and I'll be on the ice coaching at one point. So
absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's awesome. So if you want to get more details about Jenna's books, you can go to rosiethehockeyplayer.com, and I will have the link to her Amazon as well up on my blog at mix1065.ca. But congratulations.
Thank you so much, Sarah, and thank you again for having me on the show.
Of course.
I really appreciate it.
Always good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.